Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Kevin from Flushing, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Swedish singer Sanna Bosie hit the top of the Billboard Hot Dance Club chart last year with this song, Younger. She's released two EPs already, one dedicated to her Swedish mother and one to her Gambian father. Now she's preparing for her first full-length CD in October. Sanna Bosie, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thank you.
So Younger, Younger was a hit twice, wasn't it? First your version, and then there was that Norwegian...
Yeah, the remix of it.
The remix, which went to like number one in Norway.
Yeah, it did.
Now that's from the EP called For Madeline?
Precisely.
Okay, Madeline being your mom.
Yes.
Not many people start their music careers off by... you know, dedicating their record to their parents.
No.
Why did you?
That's true. My mother is the primary reason why I can do this. I mean, she's paid my rent, supported me, done all kinds of things to help me have this career that I have. So, plus I'm a little bit scared, to be honest with you, of like labeling things and putting titles on things. I found that really hard with the album now as well, because for my father and for my mom, that just felt very natural, you know, because it's really... And one thing, too, if people look me up in the future and check for things, I'd like their names to be kind of somewhere where you could see it.
The history. And your dad is no longer with us. He passed away a couple of years ago. Did you grow up exclusively in Sweden, or did you go back and forth between the Gambia and Sweden?
I am born in Sweden, and then when I was around 5 or 6, I moved to Gambia. And we lived there for 3 years and came back, and I lived there for half a year. So a little bit, half and half, really. Mm. But I've definitely lived more in Sweden than in Gambia.
Right.
But I find the years in Gambia are probably the ones that kind of formed my childhood the most. Those are the memories that I remember the most from being a kid, really.
Uh-huh. And how old were you? Like 5 to 8?
I was 5 to 8, and then when I was 10, or no, 11, I went there half a year or two.
Now, your dad was a musician, right?
Yeah.
A singer. And what did he play?
He played, when he was younger, he came to Sweden with a group named Ifang Bundi, where he played percussion, so he played djembe, drums.
The drum, yeah.
But then all of my life with him, he was a singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kind of music did he play? Did he play traditional kind of Gambian music?
It's called Mbalax, and it's from Senegal and Gambia.
Oh, so the real high tempo, you know?
Yeah.
Not like acoustic traditional stuff.
No. He'd sing. I mean, I had that around me, but his music was like Mbalax.
Okay.
Yusu Ndur kind of
so,
music.
So, yeah, right. If folks know Yusu Ndur, they'll, that style. So do you have any kind of lingering influence of that music in your own songwriting?
In my songwriting, absolutely, because I grew up in that kind of environment where the culture is very, you listen to your elders and people give you advice all the time. And people have metaphors of describing things, and there's a lot of fables you get to learn when you're a kid. And basically people just tiptoe around the point to kind of try to explain the point to you. But it's good because it teaches you a lot of ways of describing things. So that comes a lot from. But musically, not so much, to be honest with you. I didn't like that music when I was a kid at all. I was like, where's my like R&B? What am I listening to here? But maybe kind of the tone of my voice a little bit, I can hear. Sounds like my dad, and he obviously sounds like a West African singer.
Yeah. So I wanted to play a little bit of your song Pistols at Dawn, which, like many of your songs, has a very interesting video that goes with it. You know, for all that Younger was a big dance hit, this is not a dance song, it seems. It's got a kind of like a slow groove to it.
Yeah. It has a very kind of dark, slow, eerie vibe to it.
I'd rather die tonight if I
light of what you were just saying about how in West Africa, you know, people will kind of find ways to talk around things. Mm-hmm. What are we talking around here with Pistols at Dawn?
Actually, Pistols at Dawn is one of the only songs that I wrote with somebody else. And what we did was he described a scenario for me. He was like, I think you're standing here, this is happening. And in my head, it's kind of like a Western movie, you know, it's like a duel. And that's why I'm describing the sky, or I'm, you know, describing different things in the surroundings. And I don't usually do that, but I guess it's about love going wrong and kind of thinking of contemplating over how can something so beautiful become something so dark. This is very weird that most things have that flip side to it. It could be the worst thing that has ever happened to you, as well as the best. So, yeah, something like that.
And that's from the EP called For Madeline. And then the second EP for your dad was for Maudo.
Yeah.
So now you're preparing for your first full length, for full CD. Mm. Will those songs reappear?
Or absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think one of the reasons why we even made EPs from they're all songs that were supposed to come on an album. So I never kind of created the EPs as EPs. I didn't think about it like that. Mm. So most of the songs are coming on the album, plus a couple more. So I think the album is kind of like 3 EP long.
And have you noticed a change in your songwriting from the beginning of the process to the most recent songs?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what I like the most, though. I think I've learned a couple of more things now, of course, about kind of writing pop songs that I didn't know in the beginning. I had no idea of that when I wrote Younger or Hard Time. So, I know, yeah, it's changed a little bit. I think it's probably a little bit more structured now than it used to be.
Mm.
And I'm not sure I love that. I'm trying to relearn a couple of things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that you've done from the beginning is to write in English.
Yes.
Which, I mean, Swedish pop musicians have written in English since ABBA.
Mm-hmm,
but, you know, and growing up, at least partly in the Gambia, that's an Anglophone country,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
But still, there's a decision at some point that you made early
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. I think about that a lot because I've never written anything in Swedish. And it's pretty weird that I put my whole creativity in a language that isn't. But then again, I learned to read and write English before Swedish in Gambia. So, I mean, I've written and read in English longer than Swedish. So maybe that's why all music that has really taught me anything about music has been in English. So,
well, the one thing that we have heard so far, the one new song from the forthcoming album is the song Pretend.
Yeah.
And there's a line in the song where you sing, "Someone just told me to leave all my sorrow. If that's true, I don't know who to be."
Yeah.
So do those troubles, those difficulties, do you feel like that's what has formed you as a person?
I think so. A lot of it is. It's interesting to speak about because it's like the mind is really problem oriented. You don't really naturally think about things that are already solved and done, you know?
Good point.
So you need to kind of think about the things that are, you know, still hasn't had a solution, I guess. So that's why I see it that way. But of course, all the joyous things in my life has formed me probably more, because otherwise I'd be all depressed in a corner, you know, all the time. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm very thankful. Some bad things that happen to you just make no sense. But a lot of things make sense.
Well,
you can learn something from it.
I guess, you know, growing up as a woman of color in Scandinavia, I'm just kind of wondering what kind of did you run into racism? Was that a problem growing up?
Yeah, a little bit. I've had friends that have had it a lot worse. And it has me wondering a lot of times if it is because of my parents, if I was pretty, because I grew up in a pretty tiny town at first in Halmstad. It's on the west coast of Sweden. Nothing like Stockholm, really. And I don't know if it didn't happen or if I had parents that made sure I didn't see it, you know. But directly, I haven't experienced that much. But, I mean, Sweden is a weird country. I mean, we're still talking about if racism even exists, you know, in our country. We haven't come anywhere with it, really. So, and then I'm used to being in the middle of stuff. I mean, I'm literally from two different continents anyway. So I haven't thought about it, but there's definitely a lot of, it's not the best place to be.
Sweden in general or Stockholm in particular?
No, if you're a black woman, yeah. It's like, you don't see yourself a lot in society.
You don't see yourself reflected in TV or any movies or anything like that?
No, when I come here, I think about it even more because at least here I can see some of it. You know,
yeah.
It's always predominantly white, but you see some of it here. And I wonder a lot of times who I'd be if I'd seen myself in society. But
Is that why in your videos we see so many people of color?
Yeah, that's exactly precisely why. Someone just told me that there's no tomorrow. And if that is true, I don't know what to do. Can't send these troubles out of my head. Guess then I'm free. Do you stand the clap and dance? Remember, but we didn't know what to be. I can't admit that was somewhat bittersweet. Guess then these troubles out of my head. Guess then I'm free. Do you stand the clap and dance? I turned out as great as it could. Knock on wood. Things are going just as they should. Knock on wood.
You can see these videos on our website at soundcheck.org. Pretend is the name of the song from Sanabo C, the Swedish singer and songwriter, whose full-length CD is coming out in October on the heels of a couple of really well-received EPs that she's put out. So we mentioned before, Sweden, a longtime supplier of English language pop music to the world, going back from ABBA to Robin. What did you, when you lived in Sweden, you know, the years you weren't in Gambia,
yeah.
What did you listen to? Was it Swedish pop? Was it American and British pop?
You know what? ABBA is one of the first albums that I got, and that is probably the most Swedish music I've listened to. I listened to when I was a kid. I grew up listening to reggae music because my parents played that. Then I started listening to some, you know, Destiny's Child, Alicia Keys, American R&B, and whatever was popular back then. It's only now that Robin has always kind of been there because she was such a good vocalist that I couldn't miss her, you know. But it's as of late that I've started to listen to Swedish music and maybe even more so Swedish songwriting for... It doesn't have to necessarily be like a Swedish artist because we write a lot of pop music for all of the kind, you know, a lot of American people. So,
and then you have people like Jose Gonzalez.
Beautiful, wonderful.
Who despite his name, is Swedish, child of immigrants, and has done some great English language songwriting. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on there, it seems.
Yeah, we're trying.
Now, you mentioned before, at the beginning, writing songs like Younger, and you mentioned Hard Time. And I'm glad to hear that you mentioned that song, because that's probably my favorite off that EP.
Thank you, me too.
It's got a real kind of darkness to it. Yeah. And to me, it reminds me of some of the kind of the darker end of Peter Gabriel's music in the 1980s.
That's true. I should listen more to that. I remember Magnus, the producer, telling me to listen to Peter Gabriel.
So where does this song come from?
Is it me exaggerating? I had a friend that kind of started to project her insecurities, I guess, onto me a lot. I realized at the end there, and it made me really pissed off because I was like, I'm not a bad person. It's just you're telling me I'm a bad person, and all of a sudden I am, you know? And then I felt like I had to put my foot down. And the song to me is a bit, I can understand that you've, it sounds like it's pretty vindictive, but it's more so about the sadness in having to put your foot down when all you want is kind of peace, and it not being easy at all to really know your worth, but having to do it and all the changes that can come with that.
Oh, as someone who is from two different continents and two different cultures, do you feel at home now in Sweden, in Stockholm?
So, no. No, but I think that I like not feeling at home. It's not that bad. I always want to go places. I want to be in both places. I want to live half the year in Sweden, and I want to go and live half of the year in Dakar or maybe in Banjul in Gambia, you know. No.
Do you speak French?
No. I know.
Well,
I mean,
have
I speak,
trouble in Dakar,
you
then.
Know, but I speak Wolof, though.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's Wolof with French in Dakar.
Yeah.
So I'd understand like half of it. And it'd be a good, I know a bit of French. I'd like to learn more, though.
Yeah. So your dad spoke Wolof?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, Sweden's up north, but all of Europe is kind of racked with doubt and controversy now about what to do about immigrants, many of them coming from Africa and coming in.
Yeah, it's pretty tiring.
But that's something must resonate with you.
All the time. All the time. It's happening all over Europe, really. You know, some really, 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 really racist parties in all of the governments now, you know. So, you know, it's every day back home in different ways. And I'm just very fed up with having to explain my right to exist somewhere. I just don't have time for that, you know. I think about that a lot. And I'm like, I'm 25 soon, one time on Earth. I'm not going to spend my time explaining why I'm entitled to be somewhere anymore. That's not going to be the focus. That's why I want to move, really. Because there's a lot of that going on back home, and I don't know.
Where would you move to?
I'd move to Banjul. I'd move back to, or just move, you know, move around for a while, and then eventually maybe see what happens. Because I'm not sure, you know, it's really turning, it's changing.
For the better or the worse?
No, for the worse. Yeah. Back home, it definitely is. It's been very calm. Or maybe I'm just growing older and seeing it, but it's just there are like racists having, you know, like just the other day somebody had to, there was a big rally and people tore down some posters from one like a really racist party that was in our like public transportation. Mm. So like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, I guess what you'll do next is celebrate your 25th birthday with the release of a CD.
True.
I guess it probably doesn't happen on the exact day, but close?
Something like that. I think it's like a week or so afterwards.
All right.
Yeah, it's in October, all of it.
All right. Well, Sainabu, it's been a real pleasure having you with us in the studio.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the forthcoming record. The songs sound great, and
Thank
it's been
you,
a pleasure
sir.
To meet you.
Thank you.
What you're getting.